on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National police have now turned to the public with an appeal for information in the kidnapping case of a teenager from the Free State. Grade 11 pupil Kgamogelo Bokudi from Bloemfontein was allegedly abducted over a week ago. It's understood the 19-year-old was stopped while traveling in a vehicle by two men who were allegedly impersonating police officers. Officials say the suspects accused him of delivering drugs and took him away in their own vehicle. He has not been seen since. Spokesperson for the police ministry, Kgamogelo Mogotsi, says so far they've arrested one suspect who is a real police officer.
With the assistance of the private security industry, the team has followed up on various leads and has spoken to family members and friends and have also engaged with their sources in an attempt to find the missing teen. Several briefings to the ministry on updates have taken place.
A third group of South African National Defence Force troops are expected to arrive back in the country from the DRC today. SANDF Chief Rosani Mapwanya welcomed a second group yesterday, while the first cohort arrived on Friday. They were part of a SADC peacekeeping mission launched in 2023 to help stabilize the region amid ongoing conflict involving the M23 rebel group. The bloc earlier this year took a decision to pull its forces out after several soldiers, including 14 SANDF members, were killed during clashes. Mapwanya has praised the bravery and sacrifice of troops returning from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I want you to understand that you are coming back and we are very proud of you. Whoever says what they want to say, the fact remains that these are heroes. These are people that braved all the challenges that were there. These are the people that amongst them, their comrades laid down their lives. There are stories that we hear people complaining that you haven't been fighting sufficiently and say the effort that you have made, it's not enough, as if they know what is enough.
And abroad, an Australian court has heard that a woman accused of murdering three lunch guests with a toxic mushroom-laced beef Wellington engaged in calculated deception. The court has heard how 50-year-old Erin Patterson lured her victims, cooked the deadly meal, and then covered it up. Patterson is charged with murdering her estranged husband's parents and aunt in July 2023 by spiking the beef and pastry dish with a death cap mushroom. She says the traditional English dish, which she cooked in individual portions, was poisoned by accident. And oil prices have risen further as Israel and Iran continue to pound each other with missiles for a fourth day. The threats of further attacks are stoking fears of a lengthy conflict that could reignite inflation. Gold prices have also risen. Your top story this hour. National police have now turned to the public with an appeal for information in the kidnapping case of a teenager from the Free State. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.